Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A majority of U.S. adults have a positive view of farmers' sustainability practices, and an overwhelming majority trust farmers, according to a new national public opinion poll from the American Farm Bureau Federation. The survey of 2,200 U.S. adults found that more than half, or 58%, rate the sustainability practices of U.S. farmers positively, with broad agreement from a majority of adults across demographic groups. Nearly 9 in 10 adults, or 88%, trust farmers, a 4% increase from AFBF's June 2020 polling, which is evidence in the public recognized that food supply chain challenges brought on by the pandemic were not within the control of farmers and ranchers. The survey also explored public attitudes about the environmental sustainability achievements of farmers and ranchers, as well as future direction to advance climate-smart farming. Overall, the public agrees farmers shouldn't be expected to bear the financial burden alone. More than 4 in 5 adults, or 84%, say environmental sustainability and economic sustainability are both important for farmers, and most adults say both are very important. More than 4 in 5 adults also say feeding the world, or 84%, and farmers passing farms on to future generations, 83%, are important. Support for farmers' sustainability efforts swelled when government data was shared about achievements. More than 8 in 10 Americans, or 81%, were impressed when they learned that, according to the Environmental Protection Agency and Agriculture Department, farmers have put 140 million acres in conservation programs, more than doubled the amount of renewable energy sources they use, and nearly tripled the amount of food grown in the last 70 years with the same or fewer resources. Looking to the future, the survey explores how Americans think sustainability efforts on farms and ranches should be funded. 70% of adults say government incentives to encourage farmers to adopt additional sustainable agricultural practices would be effective. More than 3/4 of adults believe it is important for the government to fund science-based research and improve infrastructure to support agriculture. At a time when some corporations are making sustainability commitments that include or impact agricultural production, a bipartisan majority of adults, or 62%, say corporations should compensate farmers for the additional cost of implementing environmental practices to help achieve sustainability goals. The survey also revealed there is still work to be done to increase awareness of agriculture's comparatively small contribution to greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. More than 4 in 5 adults, or 84%, were not able to correctly identify agriculture's impact. On a brighter note, nearly half of adults, or 45%, correctly ranked agriculture as the smallest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions by economic sector. According to the latest EPA data, agriculture accounts for 10% of total U.S. emissions, far less than the transportation, electricity production, commercial and residential, and industry sectors. Farm Bureau and dozens of other organizations representing a broad range of industries is calling on lawmakers to help protect the satellite communications and GPS services that tens of millions of Americans rely on. This spring, the Federal Communications Commission granted a petition filed by Ligado to provide 5G services. Ligado's planned use of its spectrum is so near bands used by GPS, it could diminish the reception capability of GPS devices. This is a major problem for farmers and ranchers who rely on precision agriculture technology and GPS so their farms and ranches can be more efficient, economical, and environmentally responsible. U.S. agricultural exports have generated more than $270 billion for the U.S. economy since 2019, proving resilient during the global COVID-19 pandemic. AFBF economist Veronica Nye recently told Ag Daily that more than 20% of what U.S. farmers produce is exported. America continues to be in a strong position, especially as things normalize after COVID-19. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members, spouses, and children are eligible to apply for 77 college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. The scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500, will be awarded in total of $123,000 for the 2021-22 school year. Students may apply for a variety of scholarships, including 3IA Foundation Top Scholarships, where winners will receive $5,000 awards. Another $7,500 award goes to the Illinois Farm Bureau Legacy of Leadership Scholarship winner. In addition to family scholarships often established to honor the memory of a loved one, the IA Foundation offers scholarships on behalf of organizations such as Prairie Farms Dairy. For 2021, the IA Foundation is honored to administer the newly created Sarah C. Andrews Memorial Scholarship and the H.R. Beeson Scholarship. All applicants must be current high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college or university. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academics, leadership experiences, and community involvement. Previous winners of an IA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again if the scholarship allows. A full listing of available scholarships and eligibility guidelines is available on the Foundation website at www.iaafoundation.org. The applications open on January 1st, 2021 and must be completed online by February 15th, 2021. For more information, contact your County Farm Bureau or the IAA Foundation at 309-557-2232. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is proud to relaunch a program aimed at highlighting our servicemen and women in agriculture. The Homegrown by Heroes program allows Illinois farmers, ranchers, fishermen, and producers who have served or are still serving in any branch of the U.S. military to use a special logo on the agricultural products they sell to the public. Homegrown by Heroes is a free program for Illinois veterans. To be eligible, veterans must provide proof of service, a letter of support from their commanding officer or a designated representative, and must maintain 50% or greater ownership in the business operation. For those who qualify, the Homegrown by Heroes Illinois product logo can be used to identify and market Illinois-grown and made products on packaging, signage, websites, and social media, or wherever their items are being sold. Thanks to the department's partnership with various agencies and organizations such as Illinois Farm Bureau, Farmer Veteran Coalition of Illinois, Illinois National Guard, Illinois Veterans Affairs, and Statewide Farmer Veterans Program, training and education also are components of the initiative, which will make informational resources available to veterans desiring to farm in the state. These programs will develop mentorships between experienced farmers and veterans, identify community land access that benefits beginning farmers and saves municipalities maintenance costs, locate farmers' market opportunities and partnerships, assist veterans in developing value-added products, and foster relationships with retailers and food service organizations. Illinois veterans who produce, process, or package products in Illinois may also qualify for other business development programs and services. Additional programs and services include specialty crop grants, trade show assistance, and export assistance. Please contact the IDOA Marketing Department to find out which program or service is right for your business. For more information on how to become a part of the Illinois Homegrown by Heroes program, visit www.agr.state.il.us/HBH. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.